The Little Red Hen, retold by Aylin Breck, copyrighted 2012. A little red hen lived on a farm. She lived with a dog, a cat, and a yellow duck. One day, the little red hen found seeds on the ground. The little hen had an idea. She would plant the seeds. An excited little red hen asked, "Who will help me plant the seeds?"
"Not I," whined the dog.
"Not I," mewed the cat.
"Not I," warbled the yellow duck.
"Then I will," said the little red hen. The little red hen planted the seeds by herself. The little red hen put on the farmer's old boots. She watered the seeds when the weather was dry. She pecked out the thistles that grew beside them. She watched most of the seeds grow into fine golden wheat. A thirsty little red hen asked, "Who will help me take the wheat to the mill to be ground into flour?"
"Not I," whined the dog.
"Not I," mewed the cat.
"Not I," warbled the yellow duck.
"Then I will," said the little red hen. The little red hen brought the wheat to the mill to be ground into flour all by herself. The little red hen put on the farmer's old boots. She carried the stack of wheat to the mill and gave the miller a small sack of wheat. While the rest of the wheat was ground into flour, the little red hen had a drink of water. She carried a large sack of flour back to the farm. A tired little red hen asked, "Who will help me bake the bread?"
"Not I," whined the dog.
"Not I," mewed the cat.
"Not I," warbled the yellow duck.
"Then I will," said the little red hen. The little red hen baked the bread all by herself. The little red hen put on the farmer's old boots. She stirred sweet water and yeast into the flour and kneaded the dough. She stoked the fire for the oven. She baked the bread. An exhausted little red hen asked, "Who will help me eat the bread?"
"I will," barked the dog.
"I will," purred the cat.
"I will,"
quacked the yellow duck.
"No," cackled the little red hen.
The little red hen took the loaf of bread far from the dog, the cat, and the duck. The little red hen ate a quarter of the loaf at once. She stored half the loaf safely in her nest. She toasted the rest of the loaf and spread the slices with butter. She put the warm, fresh slices on a plate. The farmer woke up and was delighted with the toast, but the note confused him. "Dear farmer, next season we'd need new boots. Yours truly, Little Red Hen."